A joint resolution that's making its way through the House would change the way campaigns for statewide races are funded. I'm Blaze Ganey. In the last gubernatorial race between Andrew Gillum and current Governor Ron DeSantis, more than $8 million taxpayer dollars went to their campaigns. That's whether or not you voted for them or not. Vero Beach Republican Representative Erin Grawl says that doesn't sit well with her.
Philosophically, I have a problem with the fact that that my taxpayer dollars could go to support candidates that fundamentally disagree with principles that are important to me.
Common Cause Florida Treasurer Peter Butson is opposed to the change. He says the current process benefits Floridians.
We think this is a small price to pay for public policy process that benefits all Floridians rather than narrow special interests who can skirt contribution limits through bundling and political action committees.
The bill passed the House committee Wednesday, and a similar bill in the Senate is waiting to be scheduled for its second hearing. If approved by both chambers, voters will decide in 2020 whether to fund statewide races with tax dollars.